This episode of the Infamous Podcast is brought to you by the Flying Pork Apparel Company.
The Flying Pork Apparel Company is an awfully long name to fit into a 15-second ad. We're most likely going to have to cut it short, but our designer tees and customer services are like way long on quality. Visit flyingporkapparel.com and shirt yourself, folks. Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to the Infamous Podcast. This is Brian.
This is Johnny.
And this is our post-Comic-Con wrap-up.
Is that what you're calling it?
Actually, I think I called it San Diego Comic-Con trailers and newsy stuff.
Okay. So, that sounds better.
Yeah. Yeah, so we are... Are we talking about all the plethora of MCU stuff?
We can.
So, I know we... Like, we always do this...
I mean, we don't have to, like, go delve deep into it, because there wasn't much to delve deep into.
Right. I mean, so we have our traditional... This is our traditional looking at the trailers that we liked, talking about it, that we do every year. Because, damn, there were some good trailers.
Were no MCU trailers.
So no, it was just the announcement. Right. So, I was looking... Let's just talk about the MCU.
They had everybody come out on stage.
Yeah. Let's talk about MCU for just a second. Sure. I was looking at the timeline... And there's a couple things that happened in 2020 and then a shit ton of stuff happening in 2021. And they announced Blade, but Blade wasn't on that timeline anywhere.
Neither is Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider wasn't even announced there.
Right. But there's Ghost Rider was just announced today.
Oh, was it?
I thought so. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So Ghost Rider is supposedly going to be on Hulu.
Right.
Because it's more adult.
So you got to get a little bit closer. So the way I'm reading it and the way I understand it is Disney Plus is PG-13 and under.
Pretty much, yeah.
And then Hulu is 13,
yeah,
PG-13 and older. So
the Hollywood Pictures arm of
Buena Disney. Vista, is that what it was?
No, like, it was Hollywood Pictures.
Okay.
That's who produced like Dick Tracy and stuff like that.
Okay.
Like back in the 90s, 80s, 90s.
So Stuber, which just came out,
yeah,
is technically the first rated R movie they've done in like 30 years because it was a Fox movie that they bought.
Really?
Yeah, something like... weird like that. So
okay.
All right. So MCU, they showed title cards for a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. We'll talk about MCU first.
They did Blade. And they announced
Do you have them all?
I do, yeah. So they did Blade, and they announced it's Mahershala Ali.
Yeah.
Which I think is really cool. And all of a sudden, I never realized he's who I wanted to be Blade.
Yeah.
But sure. Now I can't see anybody else's Blade, like, with this current crop of actors.
I can still see Wesley Snipes as Blade.
I can still see Wesley Snipes as Blade. I can go, like, pull up iTunes and watch Wesley Snipes and Blade 1 and 2.
If he got in shape, he could still play Blade.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, I mean... So maybe he'll have like some little cameo where he's in the movie.
Whistler.
No, I really hope not.
Blade's mom.
So Blade's mom. That's hilarious. All right. So they announced a whole slate of like movies and TV shows and stuff like that. So for 2020, on May 1st, we have Black Widow coming out.
Yeah.
And it's ScarJo and David Harbour.
Mm-hmm.
Which.
And Rachel Weisz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know how I feel about David Harbour.
They haven't announced who he's playing yet, have they?
No, but I'm not like a huge fan.
They didn't announce who the villain is, though.
So who's the villain?
Taskmaster. Yeah.
Maybe if he's Taskmaster and he wears a mask the whole time, I'd be okay with him.
I think he's going to be the S.H.I.E.L.D. guy that gets her out.
Yeah, probably. Okay, so 2020, they announced three things. It was Black Widow, May 1st. Fall of 2020 is Falcon and the Winter Soldier
on Disney Plus,
and they revealed that Anthony Mackie will be wearing the Captain Falcon suit, right? And then November 5th, 2020 is The Eternals,
mm-hmm.
and that's Angelina Jolie, Rob Stark, Eleven, and I forget who the other person that
they didn't announce her officially.
Millie Bobby Brown? They did.
Was she there?
Yeah.
They didn't say
it. Oh, she wasn't on stage, but no, it
wasn't even listed in the things I read.
It was in the IGN article.
Oh,
so,
okay.
And then February 12th, 2021 is Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
Okay.
So, I've always remembered the Mandarin as an Iron Man villain. I don't remember.
He is a Marvel villain. Yeah. Marvel villains are all over the place. True. So.
I'm really interested to see.
I think Iron Man's dead or something.
He is. You're right. So I'm interested to see what they do with Shang-Chi, because from my recollection, the most interesting thing he's done in the past 20 years in the comics was teach Peter Kung Fu when he lost his Peter Tingle.
Okay.
So, and yeah. Anyway.
You know how much I hate the Peter Tingle thing.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said it. So, you know, because he lost when he lost his spider sense after the big time thing. Yeah.
Shang-Chi taught him Kung Fu.
Yep. So, and that led into.
Whoa. I know Kung Fu.
I know Spider Fu.
Yeah.
And that led right into the Spider Island stuff. All right. So then in spring 2021, we have WandaVision. May 7th, we're just in 2021 at this point.
Yeah, just say 2021.
May 7th, we have Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
Which also Wanda is in.
Is she?
She's
awesome.
She was listed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Spring, we have Loki on Disney Plus. And then in summer, we have What If, which is an animated series, which I imagine you probably saw that. And we heard rumors about this a while ago.
Well, they confirmed at San Diego that actors who have played characters in the MCU will be playing their characters on there.
They will be doing the voices.
They're like Chris Evans was saying, he will be back as Captain America. Here we obviously go. He'll be back as Steve.
So I imagine this is probably one of the things you're more excited about.
This will be fun.
Because of your affinity.
But I'm wondering if they're going to just like truncate it to MCU.
I don't know.
So,
well, I don't know if they'd be able to do like some of the other crossovers.
Well, they have everything now. So,
Spider-Man
animated.
Well, they can. No, they have Spider-Man animated.
Well, they kind of do.
So, anyway, they don't even have Spider-Man as a full rights to Spider-Man as a character.
Right. So you may not see Spider-Man in What If.
So, and then in the fall,
they have to give credit to Columbia Pictures.
Yeah. Yeah. And then in the fall, you have Hawkeye with
a Disney Plus series.
Is the Disney Plus series with Clint, with Hawkeye, and then Kate Bishop will be introduced. And then this is the one where I have a lot to say on. November 5th is Thor Love and Thunder.
Okay.
Now, they announced, which I really wish they hadn't announced this, because I think this would have been a much cooler just reveal in the movie or in the first trailer, that Jane Foster's Thor will be in this movie.
Yeah.
And then they brought Natalie Portman out, bringing her back to the series.
Yeah.
Now, I have zero issues with Jane Foster. Thank you. Thor. That run by Jason Aaron was awesome. And I loved both volumes of it. The whole thing where she had cancer, and every time she wielded the power of Thor, it flushed out like the chemotherapy that she was just taking. So it literally was killing her.
I don't think we'll get all that heavy.
I don't think it will. I think it's going to be a love story between the two Thors, essentially.
No. I think it's going to be a love story between the female Thor and Valkyrie.
Well, maybe. Okay.
They keep pushing that she is a, you know.
I get that. I wish they would have recast Jane Foster. Natalie Portman, during Thor the Dark World, was a little brat because they fired Patty Jenkins.
Yeah.
And she asked to be let out of her contract, and they said no. And so she mailed it in for that movie. She was, you know, by all accounts, was not very pleasant on set. And to be honest, she peaked when she was 14 years old.
I don't know. It depends on who her director is.
But she feels like she's too good for this stuff. So I really hope Taika.
Well, that's probably the reason she's coming out of
her. At the same time, someone had to help her hold up the little Mattel hammer that she was holding. So she needs to start hitting the gym now.
She did?
You didn't see the picture?
Taika handed it to her.
Someone was like holding her arm while she was holding it.
I didn't see that in the picture. Did they Photoshop that person?
No,
out?
I don't think so. It was a video. Maybe they Photoshopped the person out. Yeah, because I saw the video of it.
So
anyway, I'm just not a huge fan. So I feel like they've taken the Thor character pretty far forward since the Dark World, between Ragnarok, Infinity War, all that stuff. And I feel like she's a step backwards for the progress they've made with these characters. That's it. So
it's all depending on who the writer is.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is awesome.
The writing and directing that brings out the performance of the actor.
True. They're very true, especially when you're a blank slate like that.
I mean, if you look at Thor and Dark World, Chris Hemsworth is very stiff in those, but Joss Whedon got him to be Thor.
Right.
And, I mean, obviously the Russo brothers did a pretty good job of getting him to be Thor.
Just a little.
Taika did a good job of, you know, creating a Thor that isn't the normal Thor that we deal with.
Right. No, you're right. So I don't know. Like I said, I'm
curious to see where they're going with it. This all looks like it's going toward the magic realm of the Marvel now. Yeah.
So
we've done the galactic realm and now we're doing magic.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I posted, I can't wait to see where Marvel goes with Phase 4. I think this is a great slate of films to carry
on.
Who
will be the big bad? Dracula.
Dracula. I don't know. And then
it kind of makes sense with Blade.
And then
you're
finally getting your
Doctor Doom.
Your Doom.
I haven't even looked at everything toy wise that's coming out.
So I saw that. I saw the Mafex. That'll be another episode. Spider Island thing. Yeah, we can talk about that much later. That's not something we need to necessarily worry about coming right out of Comic-Con. And then real quick before we get into the trailers and stuff, we were just at the Ohio Toy and Comic Show.
Yeah.
Just want to give a shout out to Chris McLeod and his app Hoarder.
Yeah.
Did you sign up for it yet?
I haven't yet.
So I signed up for it. It's really cool. It's really easy to use. It's just a website right now. Hoarder, HOARDAR, .com. And he said the app's launching soon. I was chatting with him today. So really easy to sign up, really easy to post pictures and put descriptions. And it's got a cool little auto tag feature based on what you put in the description. So it'll come up with the tags for you.
Yep.
So anyway, on to...
People listen to that episode, they'll hear that whole explanation.
Yeah, I know. But they're not going to hear that episode for another week. So wanted to make sure. Yeah, depending on how I cut that together.
Right.
I don't think I'm going to put in a chronological order. I'm going to kind of... mix and match what goes where. All right, so on to the trailers that we saw, starting with movies.
Yeah.
So you sent over a list, and I actually had seen all of these except for the Halloween teaser, and the Terminator Dark Fate featurette. So starting with It Chapter 2.
Did you watch the Cats trailer?
I had seen the Cats trailer. Let's talk about the Cats trailer, because that is a freaking nightmarescape of a hell that I don't ever want to be a part of.
This play has been around forever. Why are people all of a sudden like, this is the nightmare and all blah, blah,
no, no,
blah.
No. So the play is fine. Have you ever seen the play?
I've seen video of the play.
Okay. So in the play, it's the funny thing. This is the funny thing is the actors that played the cats, the costumes were a certain size, right?
Right.
They tailored the actors to fit into the costumes, not the other way around.
Okay.
So you'd be all right, you need to lose some weight here. You need to bulk, put a little bulk here. That sort of thing. I just think the CG of the cats is just awful.
What did they CG?
A lot of the body and it's not practical effects in a lot of cases.
The makeup is all makeup.
It's just not good. So,
okay.
I am not a fan of James Corden.
Okay.
So I'm pretty down on this one. I think, what's her name? Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah.
Has an amazing voice, and she is singing awesomely in the trailer. So there's that. But I don't know. This is just not this, I'm all for musical movies. You know, I think they're great. I like
this one.
Will
be interesting because it has a lot of musicians. Whereas you look at Les Miserables, which is also directed by the same director.
Right. It was actors.
It's more actors. So. This one has Jason Derulo, Idris Elba, Taylor Swift, Jennifer Hudson,
right?
James Corden to us,
because
he has done musicals.
Sing.
Well, he did Into the Woods. He was in Into the Woods, and he's done a few other things. So it's there's a lot of the dancers. The main cat, I don't know the name because I don't know cats that well. She is a world renowned ballet dancer,
right? And she's done nothing before. She's done one short film before,
right.
And that's
so
it.
So it's there's a lot. to this, but I mean, my comment when we watched the trailer was, it looks cool. I'll watch it when it comes on HBO or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not rushing. Well, not, you know, I don't rush out to see many of the musical type movies, right. But
you like to, you know, rush out to superhero movies and horror movies.
I went
and
seen Aladdin. So, yeah.
Okay.
Finally.
Cool. Okay. So It Chapter Two, we had a teaser a couple weeks ago, about a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
And now we get a full trailer. Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, that looks good.
Well, and they didn't give away like any of the ending,
no,
which I was glad of, because they haven't said if they're doing the giant spider or not.
Yeah.
So, you know, that'll be cool. Solid cast, you know, solid adult cast. A lot of the kids, oh, yeah, are returning for, yep, flashbacks. So, you know, that's cool.
I love Bill Hader. Bill Hader, yeah, can do almost no wrong right now.
Him and, you know, James McAvoy obviously is cool, and Jessica, yeah, Chastain.
And James McAvoy's name is going to come up again later on this show. So yeah, he had a pretty good Comic-Con when it came to trailers. But yeah, no, this one looks really good. I like the first one a lot.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
you know, I'm not really a horror guy. My copy of It, when I had it, was the only book that sat spine side in, because it was the one that had Pennywise on the side, okay, whereas his eyes followed you everywhere.
Awesome.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I imagine you're pretty stoked for it.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
So, sticking with horror, we had Halloween Kills and Halloween Ends as a teaser. So, October of this year and October of next year.
October
of 2020 and 2021. We have two Halloween movies coming out. Jamie Lee Curtis seems to be in both of them.
Yeah.
And it's the
continuation of the new Halloween movie.
Of Michael and Laurie.
Yeah.
Was that her
yeah,
character's
Laurie
name?
Strode.
Yeah. So, yeah, I didn't see the most recent Blumhouse Halloween remake.
It was okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't the greatest in the world. It had a lot of, you're like, and maybe with these two coming out, we'll get explanations of things.
Yeah.
Because, like, I had questions.
Okay.
And that's where I was like, they were questions where I was like, you, when you go into any of these type of movies, you have to suspend, you know, reality.
Yeah, there's some suspension of disbelief that goes into all this.
And it's one of those things where this one I was still like, wait a minute, why? And then how? And, you know, when you're doing that, and, you know, I didn't do it in the movie, but I was afterwards, I'm like, there was just things where I'm like, okay.
As you were thinking about it, this doesn't make sense.
Yeah, well, it was just, you know, watching the movie, it didn't make sense. But when you start looking at it afterwards and reflecting on it, you're really like, yeah, it really didn't make any sense. Some of the stuff in it didn't make sense.
All right.
So, but
cool. I mean, I thought the teasers were pretty good. I think if these are your kind of movies, that was the right kind of teaser to put out there.
Yeah. But, you know, don't give a definitive ending to your movie and then do two sequels.
Oh, did it? The last
pretty
one
definitive,
okay,
ending.
Michael died. He was cut into 1,000 pieces, eaten by fish.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. All right. Then we had the...
Let's just put it to you this way. If you get trapped in a basement, mm-hmm, and there's no way out, mm-hmm, and the house is burning down,
mm-hmm,
you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he's a god.
Mm-hmm.
Or he has a gauntlet.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Anyway. All right. The next thing you...
Dug his way out.
...had talked about was the Terminator Dark Fate featurette. Now, I'd watched the trailer when it came out.
Yeah.
Because... you were like, watch the trailer.
Yeah, it looks good.
You know, I'm not into the Terminator as much as you are. I think it looks nice. James Cameron is producing, not directing.
Co-writing.
And co-writing. And yeah. Linda Hamilton's back, and I like Linda Hamilton. I think she's great, and she's...
Well, and it's Tim Miller who directed Deadpool.
And right, so
and
I do like Tim
this,
Miller.
You could see that he genuinely was excited to be doing this movie, yeah. So... You know, that helps sell it.
Mm-hmm. So the featurette was pretty interesting, just kind of talking about the return of Linda Hamilton to the character. I did read Edward Furlong is going to be back
supposedly
as John Connor. So
supposedly
I wonder...
they're going to explain, well, they have to explain Schwarzenegger being back.
Yeah.
And that, but they're going to explain like the end of 2, like where 2 was going.
So this is, according to James Cameron, the direct sequel to Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Anytime that a person who was a creator of something gets involved, everything that happened before gets deleted.
Yeah.
You know.
So like
kind of like John Carpenter composed the music for Halloween, the new Halloween, the Blumhouse Halloween.
Yeah.
So he was cool with them just saying like, you know, nothing happened after the first one.
So I remember listening to a podcast about that before where they went to John Carpenter and said, hey, we want to do this. We have a story. We have some ideas. And he initially had said no.
Yeah.
And then they went back and they were like, look, we love this. We will do it with love and respect and sure. care. And he's like, oh, okay. So
even though he doesn't own any rights to it whatsoever.
Well, but they wanted to just make sure
they wanted
on board.
They
did the respectful thing.
Sword on the shoulders right. and that type of thing. You don't need to correct. Do that, but you know.
Correct.
He was in it enough that he composed the music for the movie. Him and his son. So
I think you know, I don't know if I'll see Terminator Dark Fate in the theater, but
I think I've seen every Terminator in a theater.
Really?
Except for the first one.
What was the last one with Jai Courtney and Emilia Clarke?
Genesis.
Yeah. That was not good. Although it was not as bad as Salvation.
No.
Rise of the Machines is the worst one.
Rise of the Machines is the worst. Then Genesis is the second worst.
Yeah.
Salvation is actually good.
I don't like Sam Worthington.
Well, yeah, but you can't hold that against the whole movie.
I can because I don't like Sam Worthington. No. But, of course, I don't like Matt Smith either. So, you know, I mean,
Smith's barely in that movie.
I know, but he's in it enough where I'm like, okay. Okay.
I never hold one actor against the movie.
Yeah, I know.
You can't be a movie fan and say, that one actor ruins the whole thing.
No, I thought Sam Worthington was in the movie enough that it was just too much for me. Where you're right. Matt Smith was just in a little bit of it and it was fine.
Sam Worthington was the MacGuffin of the whole movie.
Right. So. I get it. It's just I don't
And he
like
was hot
him.
At yeah. the moment, at that so. Moment. So
he had just come off of what?
Avatar?
Was it Avatar or was it what was that other one that he did? Was he in the Gods of Egypt or whatever? Or the one? It was the one where the guy was like.
Clash of the Titans?
Yeah, Clash of the Titans. Thank you.
No. He had come off of Avatar. This was like.
Okay.
The Terminator movie was after Avatar.
Ah, cool. All right. And then we have the Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
Yeah.
Which is literally Jay and Silent Bob all over again.
Yeah.
They're rebooting the Jay and Silent Bob, the Blunt Man and Chronic strikes. Movie.
Yeah.
And then we find out that Jay had an illegitimate or had a kid with Shannon Elizabeth in the trailer. Did you watch the Red Band trailer?
Yeah. That's the one I watched.
I think that's the only one out there.
Yeah.
I think I may have grown up too much for the View Askewiverse.
Or, as I think, Kevin Smith just lost his creative juices.
Yeah, I love Kevin Smith. Like, I can go back and watch Clerks and that sort of stuff, and I don't know about this one.
I don't know.
Yeah, so, it's got a ton of people.
You know, it's one of those movies like Jay and Silent Bob, you know, was where it's like, let's just get every actor we can into this movie. And
I did like that Jason Biggs and James Vanderbeek were back.
Yeah.
And they were like, nobody asked us about the movie. And so kind of like the whole Ghostbusters thing where the lady Ghostbusters were all mad that they didn't ask about the you know, sequel to Ghostbusters 2.
You know, if a movie's not successful, then what do you expect?
I have no idea. All right. And then the last trailer. I saved the best one for last.
I don't know about it.
In my opinion. We had Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah. It's, you know, the movie we didn't ask for.
Exactly, right? So even if this movie is bad, I have this trailer. I just really enjoyed it.
It just is a cookie cutter trailer, though. The grizzled old soldier and the commanding officer giving a speech about him to him.
Yeah.
And then just showing scenes of him blowing shit up.
Well, and I like the whole, you should be a 2-star admiral, but you're a captain. It's like, yeah, because he watched Star Trek. He saw what Kirk went through. He doesn't want to do that.
That's the same kind of captain.
Well, I get that. You know what I'm saying, though. He wants to keep you a warrior.
Who's the enemy?
I don't know.
Who's their enemy?
Who knows?
It was the Russians in Top Gun.
Age is the enemy. Yeah, well. So,
Maybe he'll crash his plane on purpose.
He flew an F-16 for part of this. Like, I don't think he did any for like real a minute. Stunt flying.
He
but
bought
yeah.
an F-16 to fly.
So he probably. What do you mean? Yeah, he probably still has
the
it.
The military
in his
didn't
garage.
Let him fly one of their F-16s. He went and
he
bought
just,
an F-16.
He had one commissioned.
Guaranteed.
So.
And is it F-16s or is it F-18s?
Oh, I don't know. I thought I thought they said 16s, but
okay. I think
I'm not.
The 16 was retired.
I'm not the expert on that. You have Miles Teller as Goose's kid.
Really?
Yeah, Brad Bradley. No. So that'll be interesting.
Who's going to show up as Tom Cruise's illegitimate daughter?
Oh, that's that Phoenix or whatever her name was.
I don't know.
That's what that'll be.
Jennifer Connelly?
Oh, Jennifer Connelly looks good.
That's who's on the, like all the yeah. pictures of him sitting on the bike with
she
him.
She looks good.
And then Ed Harris.
Yep, the whole Ed Harris thing when he's like, you should be this, you should be that, and he goes, why is it? And he goes, I don't know, it's just a mystery.
Yeah,
you know. And then
one of life's mysteries.
You're a relic, and you're going extinct. He said maybe, but not today. It was just I don't know. It was really
that's the thing. The speech is out of context because right. like they show him putting on some kind of spacesuit at one yeah. point in the trailer. He's wearing that spacesuit. When he's giving that speech.
So is it a spacesuit or is it
it's a test pilot,
like,
suit,
test pilot thing? Yeah. I think Top
Anytime
Gun.
Anytime you put a helmet that locks onto a uniform, yeah. that's a spacesuit.
I think that this Top Gun is going to be less about battling people.
It's going to be aliens.
And aliens.
This is welcome the backdoor.
Welcome to Earth.
Backdoor sequel to Independence Day Resurgence.
No, it's pretending like Resurgence never happened.
No, this is the backdoor prequel to Oblivion.
There you go.
Yes.
Oh, that'd be cool. So he and
Sally
go up.
I want a movie where all of his characters run into each other in a bar and they all have to fight their way out of it.
Like a Tom Cruise multiverse movie? Yeah. That's what the multiverse of madness is. Like
everybody just fighting each other.
So, I don't know. I just really liked this trailer. I thought it was really cool. All right, moving on to TV.
I don't think that movie's going to do that good.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I would hope I go see it at the theater, but I don't think I have to go the first day.
Yeah.
Which pretty much if I don't go the first day, I don't see it until it hits HBO. Or whatever.
Sad thing is I'll probably go see it the first day.
Yeah, that's all right. Okay, TV. Let's start with Arrow Season 8.
R.I.P.
I gave up on Arrow years ago.
Yeah.
I think 3 seasons ago at this point.
I think I stopped when Prometheus was on.
Yeah, that's when I stopped.
Yeah.
Arrow got real, real bad.
Just the same old stuff.
So, and I told you before we started recording, if seasons of Arrow were half as good as this trailer, I'd still be watching Arrow.
Well, the first few seasons were as good as this trailer
yeah,
was.
Yeah, seasons 1, like, 2, and 3 I think are great.
I literally was watching it going, did I really spoil myself or not? Because I'm like, who were the villains the last few years?
I don't know. But it looked good. Stephen Amell looks good. The whole team is there. You had
minus Felicity.
Why?
She was done last year. Was her last year.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. She was
had,
in the trailer because
yeah,
they were
she
showing
was in the
flashbacks.
Trailer. So. But you had, was it Katie Cassidy? Laurel.
She's back. She's been Black Canary for a year now.
So okay.
Siren turned to Black Canary. Yeah.
Okay. So I liked her haircut. She looked good.
The blonde.
Yeah. Well, in the just the kind of the shorter hair. And then you had Roy back in there and all that fun stuff. So
Roy's
yeah.
been back for a year too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Roy came back last year.
Oh, good. I always what's Colton Hayes. I like him.
Yeah,
so he's a good actor.
I like the speech that the monitor was giving. That was like the overlay. Of
yeah,
and pretty much saying you're going to die. You're going to die.
I was thinking of Old School with that. When
that's going to be the poster is going to yeah. be Flash holding Arrow.
Yeah,
and screaming. Instead of like, you know, the Superman and Supergirl thing. Ooh, even better. Supergirl holding Arrow.
Yeah. That well, that's what cool. I told you that the other day
that
when
cool,
you brought that
but
up.
But I think I like the Flash holding Arrow.
Yeah.
I mean, the crisis is what everybody's pushing toward. They've announced that Brandon Routh will be playing Kingdom Come Superman.
Yeah.
They've announced that Tom Welling is being talked to. Linda Carter is being talked to. Burt Ward has said he will play Robin, old Robin.
All right.
So I'm like, this is just going to be something to watch because it's going to be an event.
I might watch that. Yeah. I didn't watch the last one that they did, the last crossover.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So
the one
we'll
with Supergirl from Nazi World?
No, that was the last one I saw. There was one. There was a different one.
Oh, the one that was the...
That introduced Batwoman.
Elseworlds.
Yeah, the Elseworlds. I didn't watch that one. But whatever.
They're all available on Netflix.
Yup.
I don't know. It's one of those things where I don't know if I want to catch up and then watch this last season
or not.
I
might just watch the
It'll be on a week after the last episode airs on...
False.
Netflix.
I think the deal ends before...
What deal?
With Netflix, because everything's going to HBO Max.
Okay.
So, anyway, I don't know. This is a whole nother thing we should talk about at some point, is how the streaming services just need to stay consolidated to one or two platforms, but whatever.
That don't work.
Well, no, instead of having, like, Warner Brothers having their own, and CBS having their own, and Netflix, and Hulu, and Disney Plus, and all that, like, Comcast is going to have their own. It's just very, it's too...
They're all companies. They're all going to do it.
But, okay.
That would be like saying we should only have one grocery store.
Yes, or Whole Foods.
Well, no. Especially not Whole Foods, no.
Biggs.
That's why we don't have... A toy store anymore.
Yeah, I know.
That's why Toys R Us went away. They had nobody to compete against.
Well, I didn't say just one. I said just more consolidated.
That's why everybody hates Previews.
Yeah.
Because Previews has nobody to compete with, so Preview just monopolizes.
Sure. Okay.
Netflix would monopolize if they had everything.
Fair enough. All right. Then we have Westworld Season 3.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Looks good. I mean, we saw part of this already a couple weeks ago. This was a more extended version.
A couple months ago, isn't
Was it a couple months at this point? Oh, I guess
or
it,
at
it
least
was,
a month and a half.
It was whenever
since,
Game, of
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it was the last episode of
but
Game
yeah,
of
but
Thrones.
We got a trailer where we seen Jesse.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's all we've seen. And, like, you know, we seen, what you call it, in the tunnel.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we only got to see, what's his name?
Aaron
Paul.
Paul. Jesse Pinkman. Paul. We have Maeve back in this one. She's in Nazi World. So
kicking ass,
yeah,
taking names.
Looking awesome. Yeah. I love Tandy Newton is so great.
They're talking about what if the what's his name that plays Bernard is playing the voice of the Watcher.
Yeah, I saw that.
I thought that was cool.
Yeah, that is cool. Bernard kicking some ass in this one.
Hey,
you know, Jeffrey Wright's awesome. I like that guy.
Give him something more to do than just stand around looking confused,
looking over the top of his glasses.
Yeah, so. Or wiping his glasses off or.
I mean, I love this show. I think this is a great show. I think I might like this more than Game of Thrones.
I'd like to see their production
even.
Schedule, though, for the way that it comes out. Like,
I think
know.
Because it's so CG heavy and things like that, that's why it takes so long.
Maybe.
So, because that's not, was that 2020 that they said?
It's fall. It's not fall, spring of 2020.
Yeah.
Which has been what they've said the whole time anyway, so.
Yeah, I didn't think it was pushed up or back or anything. All right, then Netflix had The Witcher.
Which looks interesting.
So are you familiar with the source material of the game or the books or anything?
Not at all.
Me neither. Daryl is like all in on both the books and the game.
Yeah.
And so he's like super excited for this.
Didn't
and kind
David
of,
get to interview the cast?
Yeah, he was at, they were on the live set with him at, cool. at Comic-Con. Yeah. So yeah, I think one, this looks really cool. I'm interested to see Henry Cavill in a different role other than Superman.
See, I like him.
I like him too.
He's a good actor, and I'm very curious to see what this is anyways. And like, just the creatures and the effects looked pretty awesome.
Yeah. So I'm fighting the urge to like download the audiobook and listen to it.
Yeah.
Cause I kind of,
I don't need to do that with all this stuff.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
Like, you know, it's the same with the next one on the list. I mean, what HBO is doing his Dark Materials.
Right. So
and those books have been around longer than Harry Potter books.
Yeah, because you were telling me before we started that this is part of the Golden Compass was a part of this.
Yeah.
And I never
they're
saw.
They're pretty much redoing the Golden Compass as the first season, pretty much.
So, and this one looks good. It's Lin-Manuel is in there.
Yeah, he's playing the character that Sam Elliott played.
Oh, okay. Sam Elliott.
Yeah, he's playing Scoresby. James McAvoy is playing Daniel Craig's character.
Okay. Yeah. So again, another huge trailer for McAvoy here. So,
And then the girl who played X-23 and Logan is playing Daphne Lyra. King.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, and she was great. She's a great little actress. I'm really excited to see her. And then you had Ruth from The Affair. I forget her last name now.
Yeah.
You remember that show, The Affair, on Showtime?
I didn't watch it. But I know her what I'm from talking about. Luther.
Yeah. Oh, she was on Luther. So, did you watch all of that?
I didn't watch the last season that came out, but I haven't watched the last season of Sherlock either. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't think I watched the last season of Sherlock. But yeah, so like His Dark Material definitely looks really good. Then we had Watchmen.
It's cool because it's a fantasy series, but it's also a sci-fi. Like, it looks sci-fi like, fantasy.
It looks like it's kind of a mix of a few things with like Man in the High Castle thrown in there.
So the story that I know is that this world is an alternate Earth. That, you know, this where the magic exists and, you know, the link with the creatures and all that stuff. So, and I know that there's supposed to be some twist with them traveling through alternate worlds or something. So
cool.
No spoiler there. If you've, you know, you can look up the books on anything. So,
yeah.
And I'm sure they'll stick to the source material, but they'll go their own way too. And that.
Cool. All right. Then we have Watchmen.
Which is looking cool.
So, when is this taking place? Is
It's after the story because Adrian is Jeremy Irons is Adrian.
Okay, so
Ozymandias.
So I didn't know if this was like when I first saw like the teaser, like teaser images.
Yeah.
I didn't know if this was like the Minutemen or
no. It's afterwards.
After.
I'm pretty sure Jeremy Irons is playing Adrian Veidt, who's Ozymandias.
Right.
I think Don Johnson is. I can't remember the guy's name now.
Night Owl. Okay.
Yeah, I think that because he's flying the ship.
Yeah, he has the cowboy hat on and everything.
But like, I think that he might be that character older.
Okay.
And obviously they showed Dr. Manhattan.
A couple times.
So I think this is just going to be a world building thing.
Yeah.
So looks cool.
I'll give it a shot.
I mean, Damon Lindelof is one of the co-producers on this, so I enjoyed The Leftovers.
Did you read that after Watchmen or whatever the sequel series was?
Before Watchmen?
Yeah, before. Oh, was it before?
It was before Watchmen. Yeah.
So I didn't read that.
And
I have
there's Doomsday Clock.
I have the Doomsday Clock. I read the first issue and I liked it.
The trades on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been so slow coming out. Actually. Half of that stack is the Doomsday Clock.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well, what is it down to, like, the ninth issue's out?
Ten's out. So 11 and 12 are to go. So, but it's been slow.
So if they release it as two trades, I'll buy them both and read it that way. It's one of those things where it looks cool, but it's not something where I'm like, I need to buy that. I think I bought the first issue just
to have the first
read.
Yeah.
And, like, I was like, I'll just wait for the trade.
I thought the first issue was good. There's a guy posing as Rorschach.
But it's kind of like the Bendis Superman stuff. I would like to read it, but I'll just get trades on that.
Yeah. I did pick up the year one Frank Miller Romita Jr.
That's one I forgot. I did
Superman.
Get Batman Last Night on Earth.
I got that, too.
I haven't read that yet. And I want to read Damned. Batman Damned.
Yeah.
That's the other black, like the black.
Yeah, I have all three of those.
Yeah, I want to read
that.
If
like, you didn't get those, you can borrow them.
Yeah.
Okay. Then the last one, I think this is the biggest one, and we'll probably spend the most time talking
Star
about
Trek
this,
Picard.
Is Star Trek Picard.
Star Trek the next generation.
The nextest generation.
They're still filming.
Good.
Because they announced that. Jonathan Frakes and Marina Sirtis are in an episode.
Yeah.
So we'll get
to see reading
Admiral Riker and Deanna Troi.
And his consort.
His Imzadi.
So yeah.
Imzadi.
This trailer was pretty good.
So in the trailer we see 7 of 9.
Yes.
And we see Data.
Yes.
Obviously, we were going to see Data at some point.
So I thought that was B4.
But it's Data.
They have confirmed it's Data.
Yeah.
So I think they just kind of.
B4 was already being programmed to be Data.
Right.
And that. So who knows where they're going to go with that part
of
the story.
So I went back and I watched it on, like, because I watched it at the Ohio 20 Comic Show on my phone. Right. So I came back and I watched it on the bigger screen. And, like, that Data that they pull out of that drawer is definitely battle damaged.
Yeah.
Like, there's.
But
it's
we've seen him blow up.
Right.
He blew up.
Yep.
So that could be lore.
Yeah. Ooh, that could be lore. That'd be cool.
Because they've announced. Okay, so we know the Seven of Nine and Data are in it. Jonathan Del Arco, who played Hugh on The Next Generation,
yep,
announced that he's going to be in it.
Oh, cool.
So we know that Hugh's going to be in it. That's why I said that that could be lore, because that Hugh and Laura are tied together from that story. That girl may be the Borg Queen.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. That's what people are saying now, is she might be the Borg Queen who doesn't remember that she's the Borg Queen. Okay.
Oh, that they gave her like a...
No, that like, she just like... is damaged or something and doesn't remember.
Okay.
But she knows that she's linked to Picard somehow.
To Locutus.
We're going to get a story about the Romulans.
Yeah.
Because the Romulans obviously are shown in the trailer.
Yeah.
Especially like the lone wolf Romulan that's going to team up with Picard and his crew. His motley crew of people. No uniforms. No. He's just like wearing some kind of Federation ambassador badge or something. I don't know that anybody else has been rumored in it. Is there anybody you would like to see?
Let's see. I'd like to see
from
Janeway.
All of Star Trek.
Yeah, I'd like to see Janeway at some point.
Yeah.
Just because I like Kate O'Brien.
I thought she might have been the admiral that he was talking to, but they flashed it so fast, and I'm like,
so
I don't think that was her.
I'd like to see Paris.
Okay.
As, like, something.
So this is what?
Which is funny because I hate.
Years after?
Yeah, so I don't like Voyager, right?
Yeah.
Yet I named two characters from Voyager that I actually like, that I'd like to see. Like, we've talked before about Discovery. And like, have you watched any of it?
I watched the first episode of the second season because...
Did you watch the first season?
No.
Okay.
And you don't have to. Like, that first episode, you don't have to watch.
Okay.
Because it's literally just, you know, the way they wrote it was... pretty much introducing a new mission.
Reboot.
No, I know. But like, and it's a smart thing to do. I mean, if this shows like the 10 episodes are a continuous story, this is the new mission for this season. And I think that's what they're doing with the third season too, is this is the new mission.
Cool.
And the new mission involved Captain Pike. So the episode had Captain Pike in it a lot.
Yeah.
And that, which, you know, it was a good episode. I thought it was well produced. The effects were great. I like the redesign of the original Federation uniform or Starfleet uniforms. I think that they should be wearing those. I think that the Discovery crew should be wearing those now.
Yes.
And that, Sonequa, we know she's good from Walking Dead.
I thought it was Sequoia.
No, it's Sonequa.
Okay.
She is, you know, good in this.
I liked her. She's one of the few things that I
mean,
like,
there was a few story elements that carried over from the first season.
Yeah.
That I was like, well, I don't know what's going on here, but it didn't hurt watching that first episode.
Okay.
And I, you know, once Picard comes on, I'm going to, you know, at least subscribe for a month and watch everything.
So yeah, I have that $30 thing. So
I'll pay for a month. I can watch.
Yeah.
30 episodes of Star Trek.
So when Picard comes out, I'll watch that.
January.
So
they'd be smart. Like they said early 2020, and I'm like, they'd be smart to do it during a cold month because people are inside. And, you know, that's the time to do the show. That's the problem with Westworld, is you do it in the spring and it's not getting watched as much.
Right, right. So my big problem with Discovery has zero to do with the story or the actors or any of that. Is the time frame of which it happens.
Sure.
Like, so I'm genuinely excited for Picard
because it takes place after,
because it's everything. It's after everything. It's not creating new technology that never got used again or any of that stuff, or characters that interacting like, I there's mean, a Spock
like Voyager did that. The first season of Voyager did that with biomimetic packs that were supposed to be like the Voyager was partially organic,
right?
And then it all disappeared after the third season. Like, literally, it just disappeared. So it's one of those things where it's like, you know, for Star Trek fans to complain about that is like, they've done this all before,
right?
It's like, but you know,
but I like, and I'm not even talking about just the technology, it's just the fact of the time period that it happens. It's like, yeah, I like,
but they've explained that the Discovery itself is a like special forces vehicle. So it's not, you know, most of its missions aren't on the record.
Right. It's on Mako's. whatever they were called Enterprise.
Not Mako's, just, you know, Starfleet specialist.
I thought the effects looked really good.
Yeah.
I thought the...
I like that the Romulans don't have the bulging foreheads.
Right.
That they're just Romulans mm-hmm. that look like Vulcans and that, but you know they're Romulans.
Mm-hmm.
I like that you see a refugee planet of Romulans, mm-hmm. which means that, yes, everything happened that, you know, they've mentioned. So that should be cool.
Yeah.
I do hope that they mention Spock and, you know, that he disappeared and all that. So we get a little bit of that. I hope to see O'Brien.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. I hope to see...
Ro Laren.
No, Sela.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Denise Crosby showing up as Sela in the refugee,
mm-hmm.
Romulan refugee camp would be kind of cool. There's no villains that I really like could say would be cool to show up because Andreas Katsoulis passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Gowron's dead in the continuity. And yeah, the Borg Queen is the only one that would make sense. So I don't know. O'Brien is one I hope to actually see show up mm-hmm. at some point. I was surprised and, you know, pleasantly surprised that we got 7 of 9.
Yeah.
And that just answers that it's going to be partially a Borg story. Right, so. Right.
Well, you saw that Borg
ship. They show
ship.
A cube, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, is it the Borg putting it back together? Is it Starfleet trying to mess with it?
Who
like,
knows?
You know, yeah, this is going to be really
interesting.
Well,
and that's the thing is, like, with Discovery kind of doing the, what is it? I can't remember the name of the group now. Section 31.
Yeah.
So with Discovery doing Section 31,
maybe that's what this
it could
is.
Cover over, yeah. it could carry over into this. I mean, Section 31 showed up in Enterprise, mm-hmm. so you know, Section 31 could be part of the story too. I like when she's fighting the dudes on the steps and she knocks the one off and his emergency beam out gets mm-hmm. him before he hits the ground.
Oh,
cool. I'm like, that's a cool idea.
That is a cool idea. So anyway, all right. Well, anything else?
No, that's it.
Those were, I think. You know, a solid.
It's
like,
a, it's
this
a solid,
was a solid Comic Con this year.
You know, for oh, I know which the Dark Crystal, Age of Resistance. They showed a new like feature.
Oh, did they?
That where it was behind the scenes stuff, and that along with scenes from the show they hadn't shown yet.
Okay.
And that, and I like that Simon Pegg is playing Chamberlain.
Oh, cool. Oh, Whoopi Goldberg. I'd like to see Guinan come back.
Yeah, Guinan so, would be cool.
That would be neat.
John DeLancey as Q.
Yeah, I'm okay if Q doesn't come back.
If Q doesn't show up in this, like if they do another season, I would like to see a Q-centric story. Would be kind of cool.
I think Q showing up now is just like lazy.
Yeah.
So
Data showing up is kind of lazy too.
Well,
but,
I'm not
yeah.
arguing that, but
but Data's tied to the Borg too.
He is.
So it's like, so, you know, it's all the thing where if this is a Borg, like Borg-centric thing,
mm-hmm.
Hugh showing up, Seven showing up, lore showing up,
right.
Data coming back is all just part of that, you know, tying together thing. So I don't know. I'm looking forward to it.
Sure.
I'm looking forward to most of this stuff. The Witcher is one of those ones where I'm like, it'll be fun to watch something that's different.
Right.
That, you know, I don't know anything about.
Yeah.
It's like the series that Katie Sackhoff has coming on Netflix.
Yeah, what's that called again?
I forget, but it starts in like 2 days.
Yeah, the preview looked cool. It starts on this Friday.
Yeah, I'm like, that's one where I'm gonna looking forward to it because it's, you know, a little bit looking like Battlestar Galactica, but not enough to make me go, oh, it's just Battlestar Galactica.
All right, so before we go, have you watched much summer stuff other than Stranger Things?
No.
So
nope. I mean, I've been watching Downton Abbey. So
okay, getting ready for the movie.
Getting ready for the movie. On the last season. I started the last season.
I've been watching Euphoria.
Yeah, yeah, I'll watch
that.
That
one's really good. You definitely should watch that. And then I've been rewatching Veronica Mars because the new season.
I've never watched Veronica Mars.
So it's all on Hulu right now.
Yeah.
The movie's on HBO. And then the new season, all 8 episodes dropped on Friday night.
Oh, okay.
So
there's, what, 3 seasons, a movie, and
yep.
a new season?
Yep.
Okay.
So there's 2 22-episode seasons, a 20-episode season in season 3.
Okay.
A 90-minute movie, and then
right.
8 more adult-themed
episodes. I won't be rushing out to watch that one, but you know,
I mean, Veronica Mars is like, you know, in my top 3 of shows.
Sure.
So
I don't have a top 3 anymore.
Well,
I just have go-tos.
Yeah. Well, okay, it's in my top 3 go-to shows.
Oh, okay.
So But no, like I like,
I
like
think
you
I
know,
have a top three goat.
I'm probably like my order probably goes Farscape, Justified, Veronica Mars.
Okay,
and then from there. So.
Did you get that album that Joe did the art for?
I did not get the album.
Oh, okay.
So because it was on Mondo, right? No,
no, it was,
no, on it was Mondo.
Barnes & Noble.
Yeah, no, I didn't get it. Yeah. So I don't have a record player either. So it just seemed kind of weird buying it.
I don't know. It's Joe's art.
I get it, but like I'm sure he'll have a poster of it. So
maybe.
Or I could say, hey, is there an artist proof of this I could buy from you?
Yeah, there you
so,
go.
Did you see the lightsaber he made?
No.
He's at Galaxy's Edge right
oh,
now
no,
with
I
Ashley
didn't.
Posting pictures. His lightsaber was pretty cool.
Yeah. But, well, they give you options.
Yeah, it's very like Knights of the Old Republic. So, yeah. All right, cool. Well, on that note.
We're out of here.
Next couple episodes will be from the Ohio Touring Comic Show. I listened back to some of it. It sounds actually pretty decent.
Enjoy listening to my... dark
yeah the self. Evil Johnny,
yes, the one from the alternate universe,
from the G.I. Joe universe. All right,
he'd be dead. G.I. Joes were dead in that,
yeah.
that alternate universe.
Well, anyway, all right, well, we'll be back with new stuff in like 2 weeks. Well,
couple
there'll be
weeks.
New stuff the next 2 weeks, but we'll be back with something cool in about 2 weeks, so
we'll
see you guys
talk
later.
About the San Diego Comic-Con toys,
maybe. Yeah,
yeah,
it's probably not a bad idea.
Pick your top 10 favorites or something along those lines.
All right. We'll talk to you guys later.
Later.
The FS podcast is recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Sunday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. The show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. You can find more information about the show online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as at Infamous Podcast to stay up to date on the latest news about the show and what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page, patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and we're looking for help to grow the show to bring you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny online at Johnny Podorf, and I'm on most social networks as at Brian Tudor. Music in this episode was provided by Michael Henry from meetmichaelhenry.com. So, whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Later.